10 years ago, Congress passed new rules for school meals, and pushback began almost immediately. Recently, the Trump administration has proposed changes that some call rollbacks, and others say will give schools more flexibility. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer has more.
Deb Purcell runs the school meals program for the Gilbert Community Schools, a small district in central Iowa.
This is what I do planning for a week, and there's actually 7 pages minimum that go with each day.
Purcell has to follow strict rules about whole grains, types of vegetables, and amounts of protein to comply with federal rules, including the 2010 Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act.
I think the intention was good.
But in the application, things got a little wonky. She says at breakfast, but not at lunch, a sausage patty counts as a grain.
I'm going to go back to a sausage is not a piece of bread.
Among the proposed changes is counting meats as, well, meats at breakfast. Purcell supports that idea. The rule might also loosen some of the whole grain requirements, which critics fear would reduce the nutritional goals of the law. But Purcell says that's not a worry at Gilbert.
What we've decided to do is to stay with the whole grain. Our students like it. We've got whole grain cookies that are really just very yummy.
National studies show the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act has had positive impacts on school-age children's health. Iowa State University nutrition professor Ruth Litchfield says alarming childhood obesity rates drove some of the changes. Those rates have plateaued and even decreased for some groups since the act went into effect.
We really believe that it has had some impact. It's not been at the sole thing at the front of this change occurring.
But she adds the nutritious meals are also popular. More students are buying them and they're throwing away less food. Now Litchfield's concerned that loosening requirements could have unintended consequences. For some students, school meals make up most of their daily nutrition, and they're a chance for kids to try new foods. Litchfield says if the requirements around red, orange, leafy green, and starchy vegetables go away, that opportunity may be lost.
If they're not going to get it at the school program, they may not ever see some of these fruits and vegetables that are out there and available to them.
Here at Wright Elementary in Cedar Rapids, 75% of students are eligible for free or reduced price meals. But all the children get breakfast and lunch for free thanks to a federal grant. After picking up a main dish, chicken Alfredo over noodles, grilled cheese, or pizza, the students serve themselves applesauce or raw broccoli florets or hot mixed vegetables. And now there's another stop.
What's that? Banana peppers.
They're really good.
This is the Flavor Bar, a new pilot project that aims to literally spice up the meals. Danice Pridgen helps kids pluck a few peppers or squirt hot sauce. She's part of Food Corps, a national program to teach kids about healthy eating.
I don't want them to drench their food in the flavor and not taste their food.
This is the first week of the Flavor Bar here.
I remember someone wanted to put cinnamon on their mashed potatoes once, and I try to like coach and encourage them not to do silly things, but actually do things that they're going to want to eat.
Cinnamon is popular on the applesauce. Students shake chili powder onto those veggies.
It's coming out. It's really small. It's on there.
After the students voted on toppings, Pridgen had to figure out which ones would work within the rules for calories, sodium, and so forth. Parmesan cheese and salt were non-starters.
We definitely had to make sure that all of our flavors would keep us within our limits and not take us over.
However the final rules shake out, it's unlikely Gilbert's food service manager Deb Purcell will get to put her dream on the menu.
What I would really like to do is one very rich dessert once a week, just because the kiddos love it or would love it.
Even without that, she'd welcome a little more flexibility as she continues to offer the students healthy foods they'll enjoy.
Or we've also got an ice cream machine in the back.
The public can comment on the proposed changes through March 23rd. In Gilbert, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.